Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the fourth ever Battlecast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my fantastic co-host,
Dr. Shamu.
And we're here to bring you some Battlecast action. This is the show where we go over a meta once a month, and we talk about our opinions of it and how to play it. Yeah! So this month... This month, because we did VGC last month, and I can't do VGC every month like everybody wants. We are going to do Little Cup. It's a personal favorite meta of mine. And I know Shamu also enjoys it to some extent.
It's fun. I just don't get into it as much.
I mean, I get into it mostly because it's so easy to ladder.
Yeah.
It's super easy to ladder on Little Cup. Like you, because part of it's because not a lot of people play Little Cup.
And those who do don't exactly understand certain things. It's mainly more of a casual kind anyways, I feel.
I agree. I do want to say, though, that if you want to get into competitive Pokemon, I think Little Cup is the way to do it. It teaches a lot of skills, in my opinion. It teaches a lot of skills. Because one of the things that Little Cup taught me personally, or at least helped me to become a better OU player, that is speed tiers. Like, I understand speed tiers.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing I was
I think that's a big thing. So for those of you who are new to competitive and are listening to the show, well, welcome and good luck in getting into competitive. But speed tiers are, you just know how fast a Pokemon is, and it really helps, especially on cartridge when you don't know what a Pokemon's base speed is or something, and you can't easily just, like, hover your mouse over it and find out what it is.
One thing just to mention beforehand with, like, Little Cup especially, all your stats, everyone's level 5, so all your stats are dumbed down. Like, generally your highest stat is your HP, and it's, like, a 20-ish or something like that.
Yeah, it's around 20. I mean,
most of your stats are under 20.
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks you can play with HP as well.
Yeah.
It's abusing the number system.
Yeah. And it just makes these lower numbers make it easier to keep track of certain things. Instead of like when you're in OU, you're level 100 and like there you get into the 300s and stuff, and it's like points of difference.
Yeah, so something with like a base speed of 96 versus something with a base speed of 95 is gonna have the same speed stat at level 5, but not at level 100.
Yeah.
And so this is what goes into it. So it helps you understand speed stats because the pools of Pokemon that have these stats are much larger. And the highest speed, I think, in the tier is 20. Like,
I
think it's 20 because it's Diglett. That's Diglett. Diglett's 20 and it is the fastest Pokemon in the tier. It does tie with a couple of things. I believe it's like Voltorb and Elekid it ties with. But we can get back to that later. But that definitely helps. It helps understand, and that's this is going to be more of an episode on like skills for competitive, but in the context of Little Cup, that what you can gain. It is really fun though, because you can grab, like, I know off the top of my head that Ponyta, Staryu, and Magby are all in the same speed tier with 19 speed. And I think this is something that's just really, it's easier for people to grasp, at least for me personally, that these speed tiers exist. And then you can get an idea of speed tiers when you go bump it up to like OU, right? I think that's the fun thing. Also, in Little Cup, you can do fun number tricks like we were just talking about. Like Elekid. Let's go back to Elekid. Elekid has a base speed of 20. His move pool is pretty decent, too, because he gets everything Electivire does. And Electivire has fantastic move pool.
He gets all the punches and crosses. Yeah. And I don't think he gets EQ, but...
He does. I think he gets I don't know if he gets EQ. I know Electivire gets EQ.
Yeah, I don't think Elekid does.
I don't know if Elekid does.
Because Electabuzz doesn't, I know. I don't think Elekid would.
Oh, he doesn't? Electabuzz doesn't get it?
Really? I don't believe it does. Like, I think Electivire was really good because it got that.
I can believe you. I can believe you.
I want to look at Electabuzz now, too, because you've triggered my curiosity.
I believe you, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, so Elekid, a few fun things about Elekid. I don't think this is a Pokemon you should ever run, just because Diglett is super prominent. Well, it's not super prominent. It's really good, and nobody's running it in Little Cup right now.
Elekid can be good in a way, but the thing is, with Diglett too, it's kind of like Diglett's a natural counter to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, unless you run Scarf or something, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Diglett run Scarf or the run like Sash? So like,
I run Sash on. There's no reason to run Scarf because
I didn't think so. I don't know.
You're already outspeeding everything in the tier that isn't wearing a Scarf.
Yeah, the only other thing I was looking through was Voltorb with 100, but I don't even know if that would outspeed technically at level 5.
No, it does. It doesn't. It's a base. It's still 20 speed. So
yeah.
But Elekid gets 20, and the fun thing with Elekid is you can fudge the EVs and IVs enough to give him 19 HP, which is an interesting thing you can do. I mean, several Pokemon other than Elekid can get 19 HP, but with 19 HP, what you can do is you can Life Orb, and Life Orb will actually help out in Little Cup, help you make a couple of KOs you normally wouldn't make without it. And but if you have 19 HP with Life Orb, it only takes 1 HP away every attack instead of 2 HP. So you effectively get 19 hits, right? Unless you get hit, obviously. But that's one of those number tricks you can play in Little Cup.
Yeah, and that just requires you to have a 9 IV for HP.
Yeah. Just for reference. But yeah, so it makes your Life Orb last way longer, though.
Yeah. And you really get a lot of coverage, like, and let me sleep real quick. And one thing about Little Cup 2, most Pokemon can be kind of ran mixed just because the stats are so low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them aren't, like, not always the best, but you can still do it. Like, Electabuzz has higher special attack, but the thing is, it's just like, the stats are both so low, it's not really much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just run, like, let's say Fire Punch, Ice Punch, Thunder Punch, and then some hidden power, like hidden powered grass.
Yeah,
so
I know. You don't get grass. Isn't it great?
So you just run it mixed, and that's what a lot of Pokemon can do now. Like, not the best Pokemon. I was just fooling around with it myself with Dewpider. Like,
oh my gosh, it's garbage. Don't even.
It's so bad, but like, I recognize it's more of a physical, but Dewpider can be ran like specially or mixed, whatever you want to run it. Like, it's not good. Don't run it, but like, I was just fooling around with it and I noticed that.
I think in the current meta, Dewpider is really bad. It should be said that Little Cup, it doesn't evolve that quickly, and it doesn't seem to evolve that much in the past year, in my opinion. Even with Sun and Moon. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, like a few new things. So
Little Cup is, in my opinion, is pretty much if you can hit hard and fast, it's a good Pokemon, right? And
yeah.
So what we got in Sun and Moon was a lot of Pokemon that were incredibly slow. So it didn't add a lot to the Little Cup meta, which is really sad because, I mean, you can't use the things that are fast, like Tapu Koko and stuff in Little Cup. And if Little Cup, you have to make sure that it's a Pokemon that can evolve and it's the youngest stage. So, you know, you can't get Tapu Koko. You can't get Charjabug. You can get Grubbin, though. But it's I really do enjoy it as a meta just because of that. But if you can hit hard and fast, so that really hasn't changed. If the Pokemon can hit hard and fast, so something like Mindfu is still really good, right? It gets Regenerator. It gets access to a couple different moves. You can run it
fake
bulky.
Fake out U-turn, high jump yeah. kick.
You, it, get, you, like, can, you can run it scarf. You can run it scarf. You can run it bulky. You can, I think I even saw it running, what was it? I forget what it was running. You can run it Life Orb. I've seen people run it Life Orb. I think that's not the way to run it. I think you should either run it Scarf or Bulky, and you just make that choice. And one of my personal favorites that is still undervalued in that tier is Aipom. Just because it gets Fury Swipes and Skill Link, and it just goes to town.
And you have, what, 85 speed, 70 attack? That's not bad. That's like, what, 19, 18?
Yeah, I also want to, like...
19, yeah.
Yeah, honorable mention to anything with Skill Link. I think Cloyster, or not Cloyster, Shelter is fantastic in that tier.
Yeah.
It gets...
And you just run, like, either Life Orb or Band or something.
Well, you run, hard. You run, like, Focus Sash with...
That works, too.
You run Focus Sash with Shell Smash.
I was thinking more for Aipom, but...
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Aipom. I'm talking about Shelter.
Yeah.
For Aipom, I really like running... What is it? I really like... I don't really like Life Orb. I like Eviolite. Just plain old Eviolite on
Just to give it a bit more bulk.
Yeah, a little bit more bulk helps out. And yeah, it, as long as your opponent's not running something like... people will try to counter it with Mindfu, but unless it's... Yeah, you get Pursuit, but usually what you run is something like Fake Out, Fury Swipes.
Just like, yeah, those two are probably
like Brick Break for coverage.
Yeah.
And then you can fill that last slot up with U-turn. U-turn yeah. or I like to throw in the occasional Fire Punch depending on the game.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the best suggestion, but you also get Acrobatics, so you can do like a Fake Out normal yeah. gem Acrobatics type deal if you need mm-hmm. it for your team.
Yeah, I don't think that one's as good, personally.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you want more of the coverage and utility stuff, but...
I think
your main attack is Fury Swipe. You have Brick mm-hmm. Break for coverage, Fake Out just for the free damage, pretty much, and then you turn for pivoting.
Yeah, I also really like... I think another thing that needs to be mentioned in Little Cup is Knock Off, just the move Knock Off.
Oh, that's... Oh, really.
Yeah, so Knockoff is really good in OU. Don't get me wrong. I think it is a decent move, or it is a good move to use in OU, but it's like four times more important in Little Cup.
Because really, no one knows what to run. They just throw an Eviolite on it.
Mm-hmm. And it's just typically
irritating.
Typically, at least three members of your opponent's team will hold Eviolite, which will boost their special and physical defense by 1.5, which is good in Little Cup because it gives you a little bit more longevity. It helps you out in a meta where I said if you can hit hard and fast, it's really good.
Yeah,
this is
generates more bulky mods too, like, you know, Ferroseeds. Mm-hmm. Ferroseeds there because it's like essentially it does what Ferrothorn does, but in Little Cup, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, you already have Leech Seed, you may as well just throw an Eviolite on it and give it more defense and more bulk.
Exactly. It's got some staying power there as well, so it's fantastic. I mean, you could use it. Vullaby is another one that I like using it on,
yeah.
But Knockoff, I'm going to say right now, on about every Little Cup team I've ever built, I make three move slots out of the 24. They probably are Knockoff.
Yeah. Two to three should be. Like, two to three months should have Knockoff, if not more. But yeah. You don't want to overuse it, really.
I mean, it does make a difference. It will make a difference in whether or not you win. Because it'll turn a two hit KO into a one hit KO several times, and so if you haven't played Little Cup and you're looking to get into it, Knock Off, just knock off everything. It is the way to go. And I hope I don't cover all my talking points too soon. I want this to go a little bit longer, but
we can cover some random stuff too here and there. Worst case scenario, like
yeah, absolutely. I think that's good. I think. I mean, these are typically the things that I think are important. Just it's a good tier to learn things in. Like I said, a summary. It's a really good tier to have some fun in. Knockoff is important, and hitting things fast and hard is good. The meta hasn't changed like much from Gen 6. So if you play Gen 6 Little Cup, you're probably still okay. And the threats that I wanted to talk about. Mindfu, still big. We already talked about that. I said I like Aipom just because it's fun. Something that isn't getting played a lot right now is Pawn Yard, which I find really interesting. because that back in Gen 6, the tier S mons for that were just Mindfu and Ponyard. And neither of those are S tier right now. But I think Smogon has had the changing of the guard for that meta, like the people running it. The changing of the guards occurred, and you have a bunch of you have some other teenagers that are running that meta now, and they're just like, Ponyard's not that cool. And then you bring in a Scarf Ponyard, and you kind of just run train.
Yeah.
So
Ponyard's scary, because even then, like, Bisharp was just even, well, Scarf is a bit different for this scenario, but like, Sucker mm-hmm. Punch plus Pursuit, that combination right there is scary on its own.
Mm-hmm. No,
plus
I...
the Defiant.
There are two really good ways to run it. Like, yeah, you want to run Defiant, but you could run Scarf. You could put Scarf on anything in Little Cup, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I like Scarf Brawler myself.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You could run Scarf on Ponyard, or you could run Eviolite and do a Swords Dance set. I think Swords Dance is the way to go, because Swords Dance is a lot of fun for those mons. Because I think a Ponyard with a Swords Dance almost two-hit KOs everything in Little Cup.
It probably does, honestly. Except for maybe something that like, quad resists it somehow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything that quad resists.
I don't think it does, but I'm just saying, like, that would be
like,
the only scenario.
You would need, like, a dark... you'd need, like, Scraggy. Scraggy does exist. It's not uncommon to find a Scraggy. Because Dragon Dance Scraggy does exist, but... You shouldn't have your Ponyard up against it anyway. And also, I think Knockoff would still do like 50% to a Scrafty. Or a Scraggy. Not Scrafty. Scraggy.
Maybe like 33, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's sure. Minimum. Like, after a Swords Dance. I'm saying after a Swords Dance.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking too, Dual Resist and probably Eviolite on Scraggy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Well,
most of them are probably going to be Dragon Dance. It's going to have like more tech.
Yeah.
Speed investment, but the fact is like there might be some HP or something, or
yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is it's interesting. I don't know. Other threats I think are important right now. I've noticed the one change I've seen in Little Cup in the past, playing it recently, is that Stealth Rocks are way more prominent in Little Cup right now than they were prior, and so that's brought into play Staryu. Just Staryu. Like, nothing else. Just Staryu. It brought Staryu.
Didn't Cutiefly get banned?
Who?
Cutiefly?
They banned a lot of stuff right away. They do a lot of quick bans in Little Cup. And, I mean, I should mention who is banned. Because they used to only be, like, 7 Pokemon. But it soon to just be jumped up. Cutiefly is banned. Drifloon is banned. Gligar is banned. Gothita is banned. Because people got tired of that shadow tag business. Meditite is banned. Mischievous is banned. Murkrow is banned. Porygon, Scyther, Sneasel, Swirlix, Tangela, Yanma, and that's it. And then you can't use Dragon Rage, Sonic Boom, or Swagger. And they also banned EVMZ. That should be mentioned.
That'd be scary. Oh.
They did ban EVMZ. Just because EVMZ is just nonsense. That would be so nonsense to baton pass.
Yeah, into anything. That's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I agree, it is disgusting.
It's like, oh, here, have like, essentially double everything.
Yeah, that would be really devastating in Little Cup. That would be devastating in Little Cup.
Oh, yeah, you have an EVLite too? Okay, no big deal. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That would be devastating. Now people might be wondering about like Z moves and whether they've had an effect on Little Cup, and my answer is no.
Yeah, not really. Just, you rather run like an Eviolite other than a Z move.
Yeah, most of the time you're just
for the set. Like,
yeah, most of the time that's exactly the case. Oh, look, the S tier got updated with Mindfu again. That's good. So S tier is currently Mindfu, Timber, which is just another fighting type.
It's just a more slower, bulkier one, right?
Just a bulkier Mindfu.
Yeah.
Then you've got Staryu as S rank right now because it's really good for spinning, and then Vullaby as well. Vullaby is a really good mon in Little Cup.
In general, just Defog, Roostall.
Defog, yeah, it can take a lot of the hits, and it gets knockoff, and it's stab knockoff, it should be said.
With foul play, it gets a lot of utility moves. It's pretty good, mm-hmm. why it's good because 3 of the mana buzz is good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, same difference, same thing.
There's just nothing new, though. Oh my gosh, nothing new.
Should we talk about Mudbray?
Mudbray's all right. Where is it actually
ranked?
It's
a really fun mod that you can fool around with.
It is A-ranked. It is the highest ranked Alolan Pokemon in the tiering list.
It's just like, you get good cover to the ground type, and you get stamina as well. Mm-hmm. And like, I was feeling on Corkscrew Smash just because it's fun.
Nobody else is running that.
And yeah, no one else is running it. Nothing is good, but it's fun.
Eviolite isn't necessary on that either.
It is pretty much necessary. Well,
I don't think Eviolite's necessary on.
No, not really. You got 15th. If you max Bedef investment without like, mm-hmm. The one I have is Adamant. It's like with just as much Bedef as you can. It's got 15, which isn't bad for a little cup.
Not at all.
And if you throw an Eviolite on it, that just makes it insane.
Yeah, like, no, okay, it is incredibly bulky.
Plus stamina, and like, essentially both of your defense are like 21, 22, something mm-hmm. like that. And then like,
yeah.
You're hitting hard and you're getting defense buffs, and it's just like...
The only problem with it is it doesn't get any reliable recovery.
Initially I tried to Resto Chesto, and that was just failing. It never came up. It never worked. Like, there's no usable scenario with it.
If leftovers or something were on it, but then again, you're just gonna get knocked off anyway. And
yeah, it's like.
So I don't know if something like if you could get what we need to do is start using use Z Parting Shot in Little Cup.
Oh my god, I want Meowth though. Oh yeah, little Meowth. I don't want to try that out. See what that can do.
I think Alolan Meowth could probably do Z Parting Shot, and you could try it. 90. I don't know if it'd be good. I mean, it's 19 speed, right? It's 19.
Oh, yeah, not yet, because it's, 90 base speed, so it's 19. You get Technician.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, let me see, let me buff that up to 31 IV. Special Attack's a bit better by one, but we can always fool around with it. Because you get Fake Out, which is always good utility. You get Aerial mm-hmm. Ace for certain fightings.
Yep.
Parting Shot, obviously, would be on there no matter what.
Yep.
And then you get, like, Taunt, U-Turn. Like, I'm trying to see if there's anything, No, because you actually do bite or assurance mm-hmm. for a technician.
Yeah.
Assurance would get doubled if you got hit, but even then you'll do either 90 or 120, not including stab. That's not usable. Hidden power's a option because you got 60 base power. So they have whatever technician hidden power. Payday if you want to be fun. Not good, but fun.
Payday's not good in any scenario.
I think it's good, but it's fun troll. Like, hey.
That's so bad. Actually, Pancham. Why not run Pancham instead? That'd be bulkier. And I still think it gets Parting Shot.
I think it does too. You don't get Fur Coat with Meowth. That's what really sucks.
Yeah.
Let me see what. Pancham's slow. Ooh. Well, it looks like I can get, like, 15 speed. Yeah. It depends if you want a fast Parting Shot or a slow, really.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not
horrible.
Yeah.
But it's, like, compared to 19, that's essentially, that's pretty much, like, what, top two? You're outspeeding almost everything other than the Diglett, Electra, Elekid, and Voltorb. But Voltorb's not even a thing, as far as I'm aware. So it's, like, Meowth would just be good to utility. You just pretty much probably run it the same way you do a Alolan Persian.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I see as a problem is you lose Fur Coat, and you don't get the ability to have an Eviolite, because you have to use Dark EMZ. Unless you want to just do Parting Shot in general. Have like just a pivot to lower stuff. Because actually, Eviolite wouldn't be... I'm kind of tempted, like, maybe just run a Parting Shot one. Try that out. Because you do Eviolite, you get 15 defenses, and you have...
Mm-hmm.
Might work.
Definitely.
And maybe like run mixed like maybe like a stab and a hidden power or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like could it be Parting Shot, two attack, and then like taunt or something or toxic. Depending or fake out, depending really what you want. If you want to just like stall them or throw status or you want to use this as a lead, so you just taunt the lead and just go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's where I want to wrap up with it.
That works. We just ranted a bit. No big deal.
We'll wrap it up there. We're going to take a short break, guys, and we're going to come back at you with the Little Cup team, and we're going to break it down for you guys. All right, so we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Come take a vacation to one of the most peaceful places in the Pokemon world.
Oh my god! There's 60 Gyarados or more!
The Lake of Rage. You can sit by the peaceful water and watch the Magikarp as they swim by.
Get down! Hyper Beam!
Go play in the water and swim around a little bit.
It's got my puppy!
Come take a trip to the Lake of Rage, brought to you by Altaria Travel Agency, where the clouds are the limit.
And welcome back to our team part of the episode. So we've got a Little Cup team for you guys. It will be in the description of the show. You guys can paste it in the showdown if you want. So this team is fantastic. This is a team that I've had a lot of success with. I think I've won at least 70% of the matches I've ever had with this team. It's incredibly good. It's incredibly competitive. We've talked about some of these Pokemon in the prior segment, and that's perfectly fine. I'm just going to go over them again, along with their EVs, just because EVs are a little weird in Little Cup, just due to the low base stats. At some point, you don't get any kind of return on your investment. It depends on the last value in the last digit in the base stat total for that Pokemon, how many EVs you can throw in. There is a chart online, so you can definitely check out Smogon for just Google Smogon or Little Cup EV spreads, and I'll teach you how to do EVs with Little Cup. But let's jump into it. So Aipom, we were talking about this before. I really like the Skill Link Aipom with Eviolite. He run him jolly. 76 HP, 116 attack, 76 defense, and 236 speed. He's in that coveted 19 speed tier, so he speed ties with things like Abra. He'll speed tie with things like Ponyta and what's the other one that's popular? Staryu. So he's in there, but he can take out a lot of things. If Mindfoo isn't Eviolite, he can Oko Mindfoo with Fury Swipes. That should be noted. So I run him with Fake Out, Fury Swipes, Knock Off, and Brick Break currently. Brick Break, I've been running more so than the other options. That slot's kind of up to interpretation. You can run something like a Fire Punch there. You can run U-Turn there. You can run Ice Punch even. Ice Punch just isn't that useful in Little Cup. You don't see a lot of Dragon types. Dragon types are actually really bad in Little Cup. And so you get that. But this Aipom's running Fake Out, which you kind of use him as a lead. You can also swap him in and out. And you could even take this Aipom and put it on something like a Voltron team and throw a U-Turn on it. So you can Fake Out, U-Turn, get out of there. He's fast enough to do it. So the next member is Mindfoo with Eviolite. So Mindfoo is running Regenerator, which is really fantastic. He pairs really well with Fungus, by the way, as well. So Fungus is also an option for this team. I forewent him this time just because the mons outside of Fungus are really good. I think the Vullaby slot on this team could swap out for Fungus. But this, actually, yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I would swap out Vullaby for Fungus. This is a bad team. But he gets Regenerator, and with Fungus, he forms a Regenerator core. So you throw U-Turn on him. I run a bulkier set for Mindfoo. I run 196 in defense, and then I run 36 in special defense, and I run 236 in speed, and this is a jolly nature, so he gets in 17 speed, which is really good. These are all stats, by the way, from Gen 6. They go to Smogon now, and you look at the Sun and Moon meta for this. It's not exactly the same at all. So this is really important, though. But we're going on. Mindfoo takes care of a lot of things with being a fighting type. I'm running Drain Punch, Knock Off, U-Turn, Acrobatics. Notice two Pokemon already have Knock Off. Acrobats is there in just in case you get knocked off. Somebody knocks off your Eviolite, you can do some more damage to Acrobatics. It's really nice for picking up some KOs on an opposing Fungus, on another fighting type like Timber or another Mindfoo. So those are the places to go. I accidentally put Vullaby on this team, but I definitely meant to put Fungus. So let me do that before I continue, because I think Fungus has much more going for it than Vullaby in the effects of this team. So
you probably want it for more coverage too, to be honest.
Yeah, really. You want it for more coverage because this team has two dark types on it. So I keep forgetting that I like to swap out the
Really, like, it's a dark normal fighting psychic type kind of deal you're dealing with this team. Bit of steel.
Yeah, exactly. So Fungus, you would run an Evia Light on as well.
Don't because, Evia Light on everything.
It's little cup. It's little cup. You put Evia Light on everything. He gets Regenerator as well, so he mushes really well with Mind Foo, which is really nice. Like, if Mudbray had Regenerator, he'd be perfect, Shamu.
Oh, God. That'd be scary just in general.
Like, yeah. He's just, I would love it.
Look at the Mudsdale. Like, God, Mudsdale with Regenerator is scary. So, like, I don't even want to think about that.
It's not going to happen, but...
No, but it'd be scary. I'd be thinking about it, like...
Yeah.
Okay, you got massive. You got, like, high HP. You got good defenses, a good attack. Like, sheesh.
Yeah, so Fungus gets a couple awesome things. First of all, it gets access to Spore, which is a 100% accurate sleep move. Fantastic for Little Cup, in my opinion. He also gets access to Sludge Bomb. You will see the occasional Aromatisse and other fairy types. I think people run Cottony every once in a while, so Sludge Bomb really helps out with that.
Yeah, like a prankster with like Stump Spore and stuff.
It's also good for the mirror match against other Fungus. I really like using Sludge Bomb for that. Giga Drain, just because you get your Grass Stab. And then that last slot, you can kind of switch up however you want. I put Clear Smog on this one, but I actually really prefer something like Hidden Power Fire or Hidden Power Fighting. Depending on what you feel your team needs. In this case, I would actually, instead of Clear Smog, go ahead and put Hidden Power Fighting on there. Just to cover things like Steel types that'll come out and try to wall him. But it's really good with the Regenerator. I just really love Regenerator in this meta. You can, of course...
I think Fire might be better, just for other Grass types too, I'm thinking. Because you do have Hidden Power Fighting and some other stuff that kind of works.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking Ferrothorn specifically, or Ferroseed and like other Fungus. You do have Sludge Bomb for it, but like
I think Sludge Bomb does more damage than Hidden Power.
It probably
Fire
does
to other Fungus. I'm not sure about Ferroseed. Obviously, it won't do anything. But
yeah. Like, I'm just thinking like Fire might be a bit better just because of Ferroseed. Destroy it.
And so of course we're running a defensive bulky set. We're running 124 HP. We're running 160 in defense, and we're running 160 in special defense. Bold nature, so that brings up both the special defense and the defense stats to both 14, which is really, really helpful. The next member here is going to be Ponyard. We talked about Ponyard, and we were talking about the Choice Scarf set, but this is actually the Swords Dance set, which is a lot of fun to run, because you can get with the Swords Dance, you hit a lot of things pretty hard. The only thing you don't hit hard, really, is Vullaby. But even then, if you get a knockoff, you can just start clicking Iron Head, and you're doing a good job, too.
Yeah.
So, this is 156 attack, 36 defense, 116 special defense, and 196 speed. This is all Jolly. So, again, fantastic Pokemon, though. This is fantastic. He's running Knockoff, Sucker Punch, Iron Head, and Swords Dance. Priority is really helpful also in Little Cup, by the way.
Yeah.
So, that's the role Sucker Punch plays. It lets you get some priority if you need it. And it's also Stab on Ponyard, so it does even more. You could probably swap that out with Pursuit if you feel like you can make enough Pursuit predicts. Personally, my playstyle, I can't do Pursuit very well, just because I'll psych myself out if I'm predicting the switch. And I just can't do Pursuit. But this Ponyard's amazing, though. This Ponyard, if you get that Swords Dance up, you are just going to go to town. And a lot of times you can set up Ponyard because right now in the meta, it's actually pretty friendly to him. The meta is pretty friendly, except for Mind Foo, of course. But that's the next member of this team. Abra can handle Mind Foo spectacularly. So if I'm running Abra with Focus Sash. So it's the first member of the team without Evia Light on it. we're five mons in, Shamu, and we just got rid of the Evia Light. So I'm running I don't know why I'm running that, but you could
run... Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, looking at that too. I'm just like, what is that?
Yeah. 240 in special attack, 200 in speed. The rest of it doesn't matter. You can throw 36 in attack just in case if you want, I guess. It doesn't matter. It honestly doesn't matter.
There's really no reason you don't want that because you don't need foul play. That'd hurt more.
I mean, it doesn't even change anything, I don't think.
In a little bit.
A little bit. No, it doesn't. The 36 in attack doesn't even give you a boost in attack. It doesn't boost it any higher. But Psychic, Dazzling Gleam, Hidden Power, Fighting, and Energy Ball are pretty standard on Abra. Magic Guard is the ability. You definitely want to run Magic Guard because you're going to be switching in. There's probably going to be Stealth Rocks. This team in particular doesn't have any hazard removal on it.
Not anymore.
And so, yeah, not anymore. You could probably find a way to fit on a Star U in that APOM slot. The APOM slot's pretty flexible on this team. That would be the slot I would change out just because it's not necessary.
I would give them water, the water type and such.
Water type isn't necessary. It's not really necessary.
Well, I'm just saying like the water coverage and like maybe like Ice Beam or something. Because also, too, you've got, what, 4 physical attackers on this team?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. This is
the World Cup. I know, it's not really generally, but me, like, some people like balance. I like having like mixed, like, okay, it's like 2 physical, 2 special, mm-hmm. like 2 wall utility stuff. Like, it's what I like myself. Or at least try to balance it out as much as possible with physical and special, just in case.
That's understandable. And then, but the Abra covers a lot of things. It does
Abra works really well.
And like, I like to use it as a revenge killer. Yeah, just because then you can just keep swapping it out. You just keep swapping it out. It's really good, though. Abra is a fantastic mon. The last member of this team is by far my favorite, and you've probably heard me talk about it a lot on the show, and it is Diglett. Diglett is like a monster in Little Cup. I have mine running Focus Sash, Arena Trap, and Earthquake, Rock Slide, Sucker Punch, and Stealth Rock. Now, if you're a patron, you actually got to see a Dugtrio team that Shamu and I built, and that Dugtrio team literally ran the same set. Mostly because I really think that form of Dugtrio really works. And it's not bad. Arena Trap is an excellent ability because you can trap something in. Say there's a Ponyta, that is just causing you problems. You switch in Diglett. Ponyta can't leave. You're going to outspeed the Ponyta with Diglett. So you can just Earthquake and just get out, right? And so Diglett's fantastic. Mine is running Earthquake, Rock Slide, Sucker Punch, and Stealth Rocks. That Stealth Rock move can be switched out for something like Memento. And I've even seen people start to run it with Sludge Bomb just to cover like fairy types. But I don't think it's necessary. I honestly, like, Sludge Bomb on
Diglett. It's just helpful here and there, just a certain coverage, I guess.
Sludge Bomb on Diglett's garbage. Why would you need it? And so, mine's running 36 HP EVs, 236 attack EVs, 236 speed, and a Jolly Nature, just for that speed boost. This is fantastic. I really like this team. And I mean, your suggestion of Staryu is not bad either. So if you wanted to run a Staryu, you would definitely want to run max speed, not 252 speed. That's not the optimum EV spreads for these, but
I just thought of something. Like, okay, let me look at these Pokemon real quick, just to make sure I'm not, like, missing something. So, I'm not going to say it's the best, most viable, but you could run Final Gambit on Diglett.
You could. You're just obsessed
with... Could you do 20 damage to anything?
You are obsessed with Final Gambit.
I love Final Gambit, but I'm like, oh, you have Final Gambit. Oh, let me just do 20 damage. Like, okay, so everything appears less with, like, 5 or lower, just about. Like, even
Diglett hits pretty much everything, though, hard. Like, yeah, between like, Rock Slide and Earthquake, it's hitting everything.
Yeah, like, just worst case scenario, like, oh, I just need to do something to kill this. It's like some flying type that's immune to rocks and like everything. It's like, okay, just Final Gambit finish off or take it down to a point where something else can come in and kill.
Back to Staryu, though. Staryu, you probably want to run with Eviolite, Rapid Spin, Hydro Pump. Ice Beam is probably the best way to go. You could also go Thunderbolt if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
You also get Recover, and you'd run Timid, 156 defense, 116 special attack, and 236 speed. So, you could do that.
More specially bulky.
You could make one that's more specially bulky, but I don't think it's necessary, in my opinion.
Yeah, mine's just like 196 special attack, 76 special defense, and then 236 speed, timid.
Yeah, you want to run 236 speed.
Thunderbolt, Ice Beam. natural fear.
I think it's also one of those Pokemon that can possibly get 19 HP IVs or 19 in HP if you play with IVs.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, you can also does. It was 31.
That can open up a life orb possibility there as well if you really wanted to.
That's actually sound fun. Life orb and knowledge do a good amount of damage. Plus you have recover.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you really want. If you don't, maybe like if you don't want to be a spinner, just run recover instead of rapid spinner.
Exactly.
Recover.
Exactly. You just want
to be like all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the life orb would make you be what? Give you like instead of a 16 special attack, you'd have about a like 21 maybe, something like that.
Something around like that. There. Yeah.
Because it's like 1.3 and you got 16, that's like 5 almost. Like maybe 20, 21 special attack, just about.
Mm-hmm.
So, not bad.
No. And I don't have any other comments about this team. Little Cup's pretty straightforward, in my opinion. And I hope everybody after listening today is just going to go out and open up Showdown and build a Little Cup team. Or take out this one for a swing, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it'd be a lot of fun. I'm having a good time with it. I mean, I've always had a good time with this team. So,
yeah.
I hope everybody yeah?
I don't, I kind of like, okay, it's not good. Mm-hmm. But, like, something just caught me off guard too when I was playing. Someone ran a Jang Mo-O.
Yeah.
Like,
that happens.
Back Draco Meteor. I'm just like, what?
Yeah,
it caused so much trouble for my team. Like, I assume he'd probably be just running like Draco Meteor, Focus Blast, Sleep Talk, Toxic. That was like the set I was fooling around with myself. Because like, there's no other special moves other than a Hidden Power, and it's not worth it. Because you're slow, you're pretty weak, but it's just like, it just hurts.
Dragon type in general is not very good in the meta.
No, I think it's just not really resisted by much. That's why it's like somewhat okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But still, like, I was scared.
Using a dragon type move is, like, meh.
Yeah, it's not really worth it unless you have a dragon type yourself. And then again, mm-hmm. they're not many to be used.
No. So that is going to be it. So I'm going to do my call for action. Of course, guys, if you have any teams that you want to have rated on the show, go ahead and send those into PucklePodcast@gmail.com. I think next month we are going to shoot to do another VGC episode just because Nationals will be coming up. I'm saving that for July because I want after Nationals and before Worlds. That's what I want to do. We're going to save VGC for July. Next month, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out.
We can touch NU or something because that got released.
We can touch some little metas. Yeah, that sounds
maybe
fun.
Maybe go over some stuff. See what, like. Maybe just touch like the like differences now like with Yu-Yu and stuff because like Yu-Yu's got the monsters in it, like it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
like, they think that we're like OU-S, like I don't think they're S tier, but like mm-hmm. These sexual threats in OU. Oh yeah, they're in Yu-Yu now. Like I think Caesar's in Yu-Yu. Like what the like what? Caesar's in Yu-Yu.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary. But
it's baby OU, man. It's gonna be great.
Pretty much. It's like it's Aura's OU.
It's pretty great. Aura's OU. No more Tapu Koko or Ultra Beast. I think Guzzlord's UU, actually.
I think it is, too. It's like UU or lower or something like that.
Guzzlord's what we gotta try.
Yeah. Make Guzzlord a thing.
Yeah, we gotta make Guzzlord a thing. So, of course, guys, you can send in your UU teams to us at PucklePodcast@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to review them on the show. Of course, let us know what you guys like about the show. This is, of course, still experimental. It's coming out whenever we post it now. So, just let us know what you guys think. We'd be appreciated. We'll help improve the show however you want. If there's any segments you'd like us to discuss any further, just of course, once again, let us know. So, let's see. Anything else I forgot to mention? Of course, if you like the show and you like us, you can follow us on all of our social media. All of those are in the description of the show, in the show notes. You can also find them at our website, Puckle Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, tumble with us on Tumblr, and subscribe to our subreddit. In addition to that, if you haven't already, please go ahead and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. And finally, if you want to help support the show in any way, monetarily, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/PucklePodcast. That is the place to be. And if you want to get in on some battling action, you can check us out on Twitch, which is we're at twitch.tv/ThePucklePodcast. That link is, of course, in the show notes as well. So I think that's it, right, Shamu? Did I hand
I think so, but I'm also Guzzlord's NU.
It's NU. Okay.
it allows us to use it in NU, so that's going to be fun.
Oh man, okay. So this is This is the Puckle's Battlecast, and well, I guess we're coming from the Battle Royale Dome in Kalos.
Why not?
Yeah, that's where we're coming from, Shamu. That's where we are. We're on vacation every week. So it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.